7 more news stories. Devon and Cornwall police are seeking special volunteers. Devon and Cornwall Special Constabulary is made up of volunteer police officers, known as VPOs, who give their spare time to police their communities. This volunteer role allows the chance to work alongside regular police officers and staff and give something back to the communities. VPOs have the same powers as a regular police officer, helping to protect and support the people who live in Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. They can spend much of their time on the streets doing intelligence-based patrols in crime hotspots or taking part in crime prevention initiatives. This could mean anything from keeping town centres safe at night to conducting house-to-house inquiries or helping prevent vulnerable members of the community from becoming victims of crime. Special Chief Officer Ashley Frayling said, "Currently, our special constabulary is made up of 184 VPOs. We're looking for honest, respectful, selfless and motivated people who want to do something worthwhile in their spare time. It's an incredibly rewarding role that requires only 16 hours of your time each month. They close for VPO recruitment on October the 5th. Devon and Cornwall Police Executive is responsible for providing clear and accountable leadership for the organisation, ensuring we provide the best possible service to the people of Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. They aim to build the workforce to reflect the rich diversity and complexities of our communities by attracting the best talent from the widest pool of people. They are currently underrepresented by women, people who are black, Asian, or of ethnic heritage, and people who are disabled or neurodiverse. If you fall within one of these underrepresented groups, the Positive Action Team can provide support ahead of a recruitment process. You can find out more and register for Positive Action Support."
The decision to put Old Ford House up for sale was not easy, Teignbridge District Council have said. In its latest residents' newsletter, TDC said that while the decision to sell was not easy, it reflects its commitment to responsible asset and financial management. By selling the Grade 1 listed building, the hope is that a new owner will be able to invest in and celebrate this important heritage asset for years to come. Bought by TDC in the late 70s, Old Ford House has been used for weddings, meetings and as office space. But since refurbishing its offices at Ford House, Old Ford House is, operationally speaking, no longer needed. The council says, last year, members of TDC approved proposals to sell Old Ford House as part of a review of the authority's assets. Old Ford House is listed as an asset of community value. Hence, the council had to follow a rigid process when looking to dispose of it. Following the conclusion of this process, however, no groups put forward a formal bid to purchase the property. Teignbridge District Council, therefore, have now listed it on the open market. The sale is being handled by Vickery Holman Property Consultants, with offers in the region of £1.5 million being sought. The sale also includes the car park and the front lawn. Old Ford House, originally known as Ford House, was built in the mid-1500s. In the early 1600s, it was redeveloped for Sir Richard Raynell, then the MP for Mitchell in Cornwall. The changes included an E-shaped floor plan, possibly in honour of Queen Elizabeth I, who died in 1603. In September 1625, King Charles I stayed at the house while on a trip to Plymouth. During the Civil War, Oliver Cromwell and Colonel Fairfax rested there before the second siege of Exeter. William of Orange stayed at the house in 1688.
Animal abuse reports soar in Devon.
In Devon, there has been a 94% rise in reports of animals being beaten during the summer months, according to the RSPCA. The huge rise in incidents were recorded over the summer seasons from 2020 to 2024. There were 347 reports in total. Ian Briggs, head of the Special Operations Unit at the RSPCA, said, "These are really distressing and stark figures. One report of an animal being beaten every half an hour is a horrible thought, but sadly this is the reality in summer when our cruelty line receives a beatings report every 30 minutes. It isn't clear why there has been such a dramatic increase in abuse against animals, but what is clear is that animals are suffering at the hands of people on a much bigger scale than many people realise. In May 2025, a man from Plymouth was caught on camera repeatedly kicking and slapping his pet French bulldog Ronnie for 10 minutes. One kick propelled him 90 degrees before he landed. His owner was prosecuted by the RSPCA. Ian added, "We're finding that CCTV footage, doorbell cameras and smartphones are providing a view into society that we never had before, meaning that animal beatings are more likely to be caught on camera, in supermarket car parks, on streets, in lifts, and even behind closed doors in the home, giving us the evidence we need to be able to seek justice. This could account for the rise that we are seeing, as these awful abusers are more likely to be caught on camera, uploaded to social media, or reported directly to us. Sadly, dogs were the most likely pet to be beaten, with nearly 21,000 dog beatings reported made to the charity last year alone, with bulldog breeds the most likely to be abused. 6,670 reports from 2022 to 2024.
Birthday celebrations for Farmers Market. The farmers and producers at the bustling Tynmouth Farmers Market invite you to help them celebrate their 11th birthday this Saturday, August the 30th, in the Triangle between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Grab a free birthday cupcake baked especially for the market by popular stallholder Lisa from Tynmouth's own Patter Cake. Said David of Shoot Fruit and Produce in Bishop Stainton, farmer and grower of fresh fruits and vegetables, as well as preserves, inspired from the farm, said, "We want to thank all our loyal customers who support us every month. We couldn't have a market without them." Also at the market is Anna of Veggie Deli, whose freshly made vegan and vegetarian treats are a cornerstone of many a meal in Tynmouth homes. She says, "I always look forward to this market. Our customers are so friendly."